Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so as we consciously come into communion with the ground of being, God in us as us. We continue with our deep diving into the 12 laws of the universe with the sixth law, the law of cause and effect. A subject we've covered many, many, many times. And yet, it is a subject that I feel it's so easy for us to allow it to drop out of consciousness. As we are going through these laws, I have said that there's a correspondence and a correlation between each of them, one to the other. And one might look on the surface and think that actually they're all the same thing. But they are differing in degrees. But they certainly all connect and relate to one another. And the law of cause-effect is definitely related to the law of attraction, the law of correspondence, the law of action, the law of vibration, and ultimately to the law of divine oneness. And when we can understand, and when I say that, I mean we truly allow it to saturate our entire being, that we, each and every one of us, are the masters of our own fate. There is not some whimsical, capricious, divine deity or being in the sky somewhere manipulating our life, our circumstances, our experiences. We, by our thinking, are made or unmade. And whilst many of us know this truth, that our thoughts and beliefs and words are the cause that manifest as effects in our world, we still don't rein them in. We still allow them to ride roughshod and out of control in our lives. The other week I was out with a friend. We'd gone to a gong healing session. They had asked that we just bring the mats and the blankets into the hall and leave our personal possessions aside. And I turned and I said, oh, you can leave your house keys and your purse and phone in the car. it'll be okay. And she immediately said, oh, no, what happens if the car got broken into and then don't have my phone and keys? And I put my hand up in the stop sign and said, whoa, stop right there. That is not the thought. That is not the vibration. That is not what we want to have in our sphere, in our field of being. Yes, by all means, we take precautions. But we certainly don't put out into the universe the very thing we don't want. And this is why it's so difficult for people to truly master their thoughts and beliefs, because they keep dropping out of consciousness as to how every thought has a creative power. It's not some thoughts. It's not just the thoughts that you're affirming or the thoughts you're denying. Every single thought is creative. But we have to be conscious of what we are holding in our consciousness. You see, we know that there are three levels of consciousness within us. The superconsciousness, which is the mind of God. The subconsciousness, which is just, it's blank, it's empty, it's just waiting to be directed. And it's directed by the conscious mind. And our conscious mind is constantly bombarded with ideas and thoughts from our ego. Our egoic nature is part of and director of our conscious mind. The subconscious mind does not differentiate between what is real, what is imagined, what is good for us or what is not, what is right thinking, good thinking, or what is negative thinking. It is simply receiving direction and carrying out the actions by imprinting it on the superconscious mind, which says, according to your thoughts, according to your will, be it done unto you. Our master teacher told us that we were to enter by the narrow gate because the gate is wide and easy that leads to destruction, reminding us that we have to be cognizant of what we are thinking, what we are speaking, what we are believing. For by our words, he told us, we are judged and condemned, and by our words we will be blessed. And yet, we allow our egoic nature to entertain the very thoughts of things that we don't want for our lives. We use words very liberally and very flippantly. I had a friend whose continuous phrase, whenever something had gone wrong in his business, that he had been burnt. And he would often recount how many times he had been burnt throughout his time in business. I hadn't seen him for years, and later we ran into each other, and I asked him how things had been with him. And he said, I was doing okay, and then I got burnt. And I was thinking he was speaking metaphorically. And I said, what happened this time? He said, the morning I came down without any slippers on, and I slipped as I boiled the kettle, and the kettle of hot boiling water went all over me. He literally got burnt. He had been speaking it into his life, into his affairs, into his world of effects, that he didn't even recognize that he had set up the cause for what eventually materialized as an effect in his life. His subconscious and his superconscious was not deciding for him that that was a bad choice. It simply was complying. And so as we look at what's going on in our lives, we need to be cognizant of what we are giving compliance to. What are we telling our subconscious that we want, and that the subconscious impresses on our superconscious so that it is done unto us? We really need to embrace, embody, and remember that the law of cause and effect is an absolute. It's an absolute. It is undeviating, both in the hidden realm of thought and in your consciousness, and in the outer world of effect that is visible and material. Do not kid yourself thinking that somehow you can evade the law of cause and effect if your dominant thought and belief have been one of negativity or one that is destructive, that you could throw in a few affirmations and that will somehow negate it. Because the law will respond to whatever has been your dominant way of thinking, believing, and speaking. I loved this teaching when I came into it, must be some 40, more than 40 plus years ago. And one of the books I read at the time, very small book, and if you haven't read it, although it's kind of written in oldie English, I thoroughly recommend it, which was James Allen, As a Man Thinketh. And in it he shared a poem that I memorized then and still can remember to this day, because it's a great reminder of our thoughts. It's a great reminder of the power of our thoughts. It's a great reminder, and it will come to me in a moment when I can clear my mind, that we have the power because we are co-creating with the infinite intelligence, with our thoughts and beliefs. Emerson said, life is a perpetual instruction in cause and effect. Perpetual, it's continuous. It doesn't stop. My sacred text that I want to share with you, first is from Isaiah. It's Isaiah 14, 24, 26, and 27. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. And always, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. These words were written so many thousands of years ago, and are still as relevant now as they were then. God does not play favorites. God is not a respecter of any person, title, or station in life. God simply knows how to respond to you by who you are and who you are and how you are expressing with your level and faith, with your thoughts and your words, with your beliefs. That is it. That is it. The Kabbalion, who speaks about this, they only have the seven laws of the universe, of which this is the sixth law. And it says, every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Everything happens according to law. Chance is but a name of a law not recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing escapes the law. We so love to say something was a coincidence, something happened by chance, or it was luck. If you know me well enough, you know there are three words that you will never hear me using: luck, hope, and magic. Hope always reminds me that somehow I am not trusting God, and I have kind of a wishy-washy hope that something might happen, as opposed to trusting and believing that it will. Magic is a word we use, and it's an expression of something that's the sleight of hand. It's not real. It's an illusion. And when you're working with the laws and principles of God, it's not illusionary. It's not a sleight of hand. It is very real. And as for luck, again, cause and effect is not luck. Affirmative, positive visualizing and visioning is not luck. It's discipline, it's effort, and it's a belief in a higher power that is always at work. It's up to the individual as to if those words resonate with them or not, but they don't resonate with me, and as I know the power of my words, I don't use them. So my story that I want to share with you today. Om Ma Tariq of Cart.com aims to challenge and offer a serious alternative to Amazon and Shopify. The first end-to-end e-commerce platform has raised $140 billion in just 12 months of operating. Omer Tariq's mission is to disrupt a $1 trillion industry. Since launching in November 2020, Cart.com now employs over 850 people and has over 3,000 brands using its platform. This represents just the latest impressive development in Tariq's accomplished career in retail and e-commerce. Growing up in Dubai, Tariq initially wanted to be an astrophysicist from a young age, so he figured he'd have to learn physics and applied mathematics in order to achieve his dream. With limited education opportunities in Dubai, Tariq left to study mathematics at the University of Cambridge. He later earned a BA in finance from the University of Houston and an MBA from Rice University. Before moving to the UK to study, Tariq spent some time in Pakistan as a 15-year-old. An extreme experience there laid the foundations for his philosophy, to count your blessings and take life by the horns. Two men kidnapped Tariq and his cousin at gunpoint, using their car to conduct a series of robberies before deciding to kill him and his cousin. With an incredible stroke of luck, their gun malfunctioned and they ran away, leaving Tariq and his cousin traumatized but alive. Tariq says it changed him as a person forever, and he came away from the experience with some important life lessons. One, you shouldn't feel entitled for anything in life. Two, nothing is for granted. Three, it can always get worse. Four, life is short, do something with it. The drive and humility inspired in Tariq from such an early age has now come to fruition with his latest venture, Cart.com, and proves to be a serious contender in the e-commerce space that has now been was completely dominated by Amazon and Shopify. Cart.com aims to help brands scale seamlessly and connect them to their customers more deeply. It empowers brands to compete in the big leagues. We started this business because we know how hard it can be to grow one. We're making the economies of scale available to brands of any size. Our platform puts big tools in the hands of big dreamers, says Tariq. What I love about this story is that this person did not allow the effects of what had happened to him to dominate his life and change its course. He could have been a victim. He could have been one that said, poor me, woe is me, I'll play it safe. Instead, he turned and used it as a stepping stone. You see, any time we look at the effects of what happens to us in the world of visible and material form, we can turn what we think is a negative to a positive, what we feel that was meant for harm or evil and turn it for good. Always I'm inspired by Joseph, whose brothers were jealous and sold him into slavery, and for every obstacle that he went through, and trust me, he went through from being falsely accused, sold into slavery, that he was being sent to prison. Ultimately, he was able to say, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You see, when you understand the power of your cause and effect, the power of your thoughts that are creating the effects in your life, irrespective of whether you have challenges or awful experiences, whatever labels you want to give them, you know that God in you, the creator of all that is waiting to co-create something even better, something even greater, something even more outstanding. God is not limited by principle. God is always waiting to do something more, something new, something greater in and through you. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Thought Governs Conditions. There's only one quote, as this was written by Ernest Holmes. And his quote is from Cora B. Mayo. You have control, you have dominion, and you carve out your own destiny. And this you either do consciously or unconsciously. Ernest writes, it is easy for the average person to see how it is that mind can control and, to a certain extent, govern the functions of the body. Some can go even further than this and see that the body is governed entirely by consciousness. This they can see without much difficulty. But it is not so easy for them to see it, is that thought governs their conditions and decides whether they are whether they are to be successes or failures. Here we will stop to ask the question. If our conditions are not controlled by thought, by what then are they controlled? Some will say that conditions are controlled by circumstances. But what are circumstances? Are they cause or are they effect? Of course, they are always effect. Everything we see is an effect. An effect is something that follows a cause, and we are dealing with causation only. Effects do not make themselves, but they are held in place by mind or causation. If this does not answer your thought, begin over again and realize that behind everything that is seen is the silent cause. In your life, you are that cause. There is nothing but mind, and nothing moves except as mind moves it. We have agreed that while God is love, yet your life is governed absolutely by mind or law. In our lives of conditions, we are the cause, and nothing moves except as our mind moves it. That was from Ernest Holmes from The Creative Minds and Success, written in 1919. This is not a truth that is coming now into the world of form. It's not something that is just a realization of an enlightened few. This is something that was being spoken of since the time of Buddha, the great prophets of old, and Jesus, who continuously reminded us of this truth. Remember, he said that a man's enemies were of his own household. And always he spoke in parables and esoteric ways. So a man's enemies are the thoughts, the causation that he himself is holding in consciousness, that he is producing in his mind. Those are the enemies of his household. We can neutralize them, but we have to be cognizant and conscious So my poem was entitled Thoughts, Words and Deeds Are the Three Levels of Creation by Trina Graves. It isn't always easy to see that we all create our own reality. The things we think and say and do will one day for us be true. As much as possible, think positively about all of your life. This is the first key. To unlock the door to your wishes and dreams, positive thinking is what it seems. At first, it's hard to look on the bright side when it seems life is taking you for a ride. But the more you can appreciate, the more your life will begin to look great. Controlling your words is the second key. With positive thinking, this comes naturally. If all you're thinking is good and kind, words of love and praise you will easily find. Always speaking the truth with love in your heart sometimes will be difficult when you first start. But persevere and you will eliminate hate. There's no better way to communicate. If love guides your thoughts and words easily, then your actions will show love effortlessly. It is often said action speaks louder than word. So do everything with love and you will be heard. Whatever you consistently think, say and do, put together will create your world for you. Be love and find the good in all things. You'll be amazed at the peace and joy that this brings. My beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within to influence and impact our subconsciousness with the words and the thoughts that we are holding, believing, and affirming. But always, we like to remind ourselves of the truth that Job shared. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm. Breathe in the life-giving, renewing, re-energizing, reinvigorating breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, please. For the third and final time, inhale. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, my thought is inspired by the Most High, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. We should believe that God is the invisible partner in our lives, and affirm that divine love goes before us and prepares the way. We should permit ourselves to be guided, for there is something within us, deep at the center of our being, which knows what we ought to do and how we ought to do it. affirm. I am listening to the divine presence and permitting it to direct my path. Thoughts and ideas will come to me, and I shall be led to follow through on them in my everyday life. I shall be impelled into right action. I know how to meet every situation in calm trust and with the complete conviction that divine intelligence is guiding me. I wish to do only that which is constructive and life-giving. Therefore, I know that everything I do will prosper. Everything I touch will be quickened into a newness of life and action. Every constructive purpose in my life will be fulfilled. I have a deep sense of inner calm, a complete assurance that all is well. The same intelligence that governs the planet in their course is now acting as a law of good in my personal experience and in the experiences of everyone around me. I do thank God for this increase that is mine. I do accept divine guidance. I do believe that I am in silent partnership with all the power, all the presence, and all the love there is. I place my life entirely and completely under the protection and guidance of this power, and I rest in complete assurance that everything I do will prosper. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is omnipresent, omnipotent, everywhere present at every point in space and time. We know that God is the Alpha and the Omega, that which is, was, and yet to come. God Almighty. Mother, Father, God. As we consciously come into communion with you at this time, cleanse and purify our hearts and minds and consciousness of anything that makes us feel separate from you, that feels unworthy, or that makes us forget that we are co-creators with you through every thought that will ultimately manifest in our lives as an effect. That our thoughts are the cause and the effects are the manifestation of those thoughts. So let us consciously allow those thoughts, beliefs, words that we speak or hold be in alignment with truth. The truth of who we are and whose we are. The truth that we are connected to the power that creates, sustains, produces, manifests, and is everywhere present. Let us take dominion over our thoughts so that we can truly experience the effects in our life of that which we desire. Let us be consistent in holding on to the thoughts, the words, the beliefs that we want for ourselves. Be it for healing, prosperity, right work, right relations, whatever the need, let us vibe in that. Let us take the action that is necessary. Let us recognize, let us recognize that the law of cause and effect, the law of attraction, the law of correspondence, the law of vibration, they are all interconnected. So that we truly can experience and express the purpose, the life that you have desired for us since our creation. Mother, Father, God, let us work consciously, diligently, to co-create with you all that we want and desire for ourselves. And this truth, as we apply it to ourselves, we apply it to our world. Let us learn to see our world, a world that is loving, that is just, that is kind, that is compassionate, that is fair, that has equity. Let us see that no matter, in spite of the appearances of everything to the contrary. Let us hold true to what we individually and collectively deem are the right things and ways of being for our world. As always, we include all that is happening in our world at this time. Things that are known and unknown, but yet known to you. The natural disasters, the man-made disasters, all that is going on. We bring it before your throne of grace now. And ask that the minds, the hearts of humans are touched, so that we will do our part to bring heaven here on earth. Always, we're eternally grateful for every blessing in our lives, for every gift, for every desire that is met. We are grateful for your grace, which is our sufficiency, and for everything. Most of all, we are grateful for this awareness of your ever-abiding presence in us, through us, as us. Take a deep breath in. As we do our movement prayer this morning, stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I am continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our Buddhist reflections. Well, first, let's repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. Okay. Get it? The zest of learning.
The zest of knowing.
To accept the good.
To accept the good.
That is mine.
That is mine.
Fills each day.
With interest.
Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly. In thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly. In thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, love is the energizing elixir of the universe, the cause and effect of all harmony. And I'm going to use the poem that I wanted to share before as our benediction this day. Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind, and evermore he takes the tools of thought, shaping as he wills, bringing forth 1,000 joys, 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret and it comes to pass, but environment is but his looking glass. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. And my closing song for you, as we continue with Fearless Soul, is entitled Your Words Matter. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wish you a very blessed and beautiful week. I look forward to joining you again next Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.